Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind, things that I'm interested in, concerned about. And this segment, I want to talk about customers from hell and the number one business fundamental. So here's a quote. This is from one of those customers from hell, end quote. That's what a small business owner said to me once during one of my road trips across the country, as I do very often, to check on how things are going out on Main Street. Anne, her name was responding to my query about her business. I always say, how's business? Her full answer was closer to, business has been good, but now I'm spending most of the day dealing with this customer from hell, end quote. Well, it turns out what caused this customer's alleged domicile to be mentioned was because they required a lot of extra attention. Imagine that. They wanted things the way they wanted them. Huh. Like Anne, you might be surprised at my response, which is our next business fundamental. You know, I've been talking about business fundamentals. So I said to her, you should never have a customer from hell. I'm going to say it again. This will be on the test. You should never have a customer from hell. Before you start yelling that you want to introduce me to some of the customers you surely believe are the kin of Ann's customers, let me tell you a story. When I was a pup salesman working my way through college in big ticket retail, I quickly learned that all customers fall along a continuum between heavenly and, like the one that Anne was fuming about, hellish. Back then, my initial and ignorant reaction was that I didn't like customers on the latter end of that spectrum and intended to avoid those bad customers at all costs. But there's an amazing philosophical maturity and sociological clarity that manifests when a salesman is paid, as I was then, on commission. That means no sale, no food. It makes you assume a heightened pragmatism about the value of doing business with everyone on the customer continuum, not just the easy ones. Perfecting this perspective over time, I created Blasingame's Law of Difficult Customers, which is understanding what troubles or motivates difficult customers, serving them within an inch of their lives, and charging for that level of service may well produce your most profitable business relationships. Understanding troubled, difficult customers might make you more money than ever before if you can find out how to serve them. Additionally, I created the twin pillars of this law. Here's the first pillar. Upon fulfilling this law with such a customer, a difficult customer, most will give you their abiding business on the way to becoming a customer for life. You can't run them off. And here's a bonus you probably didn't see coming. Old Grumpy Pants will become your most valuable referral source when his friends realize, wow, if she can make him happy, well, you see how that works, right? So pillar two, try to think of a customer's hellish behavior as a request for customization, not excessive demands. Notice earlier I mentioned that there were things Anne's customers wanted. Customers make purchasing decisions along the need-want continuum. On the one end is what they need, which are essentially commodities. On the other end is what they want, which is customization. Customers won't pay 1 cent more than the established price for a commodity. They know how much certain things are. They can get it anywhere they want to, 100 ways from Sunday, and they won't pay you a nickel more than that because it's not customized. It's just what they need. But since what they want is anywhere from a little bit more to everything, that, what they want, must be delivered at a premium price. But folks, this isn't about 19th century baker's dozen, where you give them an extra donut, or the 20th century value added we talked so much about years ago, which is both are still important. This isn't even about the fast evolving age of the customer expectations, where customers' expectations are driving the marketplace today and it's changing every day. This isn't even about that. This is a fundamental equation. This is way before baker's dozen, value added, or age of the customer expectations. This is fundamentally a fundamental equation inside the difficult customer law that's as timeless as it is non-negotiable. When customers want and ask you to deliver more, they must expect to pay more. When your business responds to that request and delivers more, you must charge more. From 2019 BC Babylon to 2019 AD Sheboygan, when this equation breaks down, either the customer is saying they don't care about your business sustainability, or you are. If a customer wants more, if they require more, you have to charge them for that. Sadly, when I went back to that town the next year, Ann, her business was gone. Way too many small businesses don't survive because they failed to calculate the right answer to the extreme customer service excellence equation. So good for you if you're committed to customer service excellence. But shame on you if you put your business in jeopardy by not charging customers what their level of service requires, whether it's delivered to a customer who's an angel or one from that other place. This will be on the test. If your business is struggling, it's probably not because customers don't want what you sell, but rather you aren't correctly calculating and charging the correct answer to the fundamental equation. Charging customers for delivering what they want is the number one, surely that's the number one business fundamental. If you fail this math, you do it at your own peril. Folks, I've helped people understand this. I've done the math on this with them. I've shown them that over a period of a year, charging a customer who would pay for an extra $5 for extreme service could have been the difference in whether they survived or not. Don't forget, folks, you've got to charge. When you deliver more, you have to charge more. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.